Brace yourself. Steve G just released more details around what happened to his daughter, Kaylee G. He said that Brian busted her teeth out, that she awoke to that struggle where she sat up and her teeth were knocked out. And at the same time, he was taking something, right, to her face. We know that her was broken. Her face was unrecognizable. And all while also taking that thing and doing this to the top of her head. Steve G said that there was bruising around her mouth of a round object, and it had stripes in it. And he says that Idaho has not given him anything else in regards to, you know, a second type of weapon that was used. Steve shared this information with Ashley Banfield, who has a podcast, you guys know, Drop Dead Serious. Tomorrow that is going to launch, and that will be able for all of us to hear, but we heard it tonight for the first time. I'm going to bring it back to Olivia speaking out for the first time after that impact statement of her literally walking up to the devil himself and slaying, which she did. She sat down with Brian Etten tonight and she shared the following. She said that she was so nervous leading up to her time to speak and confront Brian that she was second doubting herself and she was full of nerves. But then she said her dad went, and she felt like her dad went first so that she could fly, because when he moved that podium, which she says he didn't even plan on doing, she said it was such a dad thing to do, but the energy in the room shifted. We weren't there, but we could feel that energy shift when Steve G moved that podium to look directly at him, and that gave her the power she needed. She said that the speech she gave, it was for Kaylee and it was for Maddie. And she said, looking directly at the beast, there's no human there. It felt like looking back at an alien. And she felt like her body was screaming the whole time and telling her to run, to get out of the room. She said there was a point of her impact statement where she had turned her body to like thank the judge, and she could just feel his stare upon her. And she said she's just frustrated, right? Because it's always been his narrative, his headlines, his face, his name everywhere, but we need to take the time. It's four people, but say their name. Kaylee Gonzalez, Maddie Mogan, Zanna Kernodle, Ethan Chapin. Take the time to say their name. She said, say it. We owe it to them. She said it was funny to her that he basically said, I respectfully decline, as if he's trying to get the approval desperately of those officials in the room. And Enton asked her, you know, what would Kaylee feel about what's happening? Because there's people all around the world right now listening. We have all been heavily impacted. How do you think Kaylee would feel in this moment? And she said that she would feel happy, and that she would feel that everyone needs to step into their confidence. They need to step into their own power, right? Have the confidence to confront a bully. Have the confidence to stand up. And for me tonight, you know, I heard that message, okay? Because we got people on this app who are trying to shame Ben Mogan and Zanna's dad for the way that they poured their hearts out on that podium and not understanding that your words have real impact on these victims. And I called it out today, and it felt good to do it, and I'm glad I did it, and I hope I can walk in this power of this community to do things like that, because that video is over 100,000 views. It's only exposing that person for who they are, and I hope people wake up and they realize. And it was only in a matter of a couple minutes of posting that a real angel came and thanked this community for speaking up, for making the video. I just want people to feel the support here. Know that there's a lot of ugly out there and a lot of noise, but there's a lot of people around the world care, and we stand with you. And it was also said that he was having hour-long conversations with his mom. No shade to Marianne. Being able to have hour-long conversations with your mommy, but as he sits before us, you know, the alien that he is, the psychopathic calmness of lack of no emotion, kind of felt like he just really took that mask off and is showing you exactly who he is, right?